You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a few stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, that was funny. If laughter is the best medicine, this book is your prescription. I've been sharing stories from the book for the last couple of months, and today will be the last episode about this book, so we're going out with a bang with six stories today about six ways to find the humor in everyday life. So here's our first story, and it's about when a white lie leads to unforeseen circumstances. So Dave Bachman thought his family was going to have a peaceful day at the park, enjoying the playground and watching the ducks in the lake. But then they spotted an elderly couple feeding bread to the ducks, something that was prohibited according to the signs that were posted. When the couple went to sit on a bench and handed them the remaining bread so their son could feed the ducks too, Dave didn't know what to do. He didn't want to point out that they had been breaking the rules. So Dave and his 5-year-old son played a game. As the elderly couple watched from a distance, father and son pretended to throw pieces of bread to the ducks. And the ducks, accustomed to bread being thrown, swam in the direction of the throw. So the elderly couple was none the wiser. But then the park ranger showed up. He had seen Dave and his son pretending to throw the bread, and he had been fooled too. When Dave tried to prove his innocence by showing the ranger the unused bread in a garbage pail, the elderly couple came over and told the ranger that Dave had indeed been feeding the ducks. Dave got 2 citations, one for feeding the ducks and one for aggravating the wildlife by pretending to feed them. He just couldn't win. And all he had done was try to be a nice guy. All right, here's our second story about how anything can be really funny when looked at in a mirror. So we all know Thanksgiving is a time for gratitude, family, love, and all that heartwarming stuff. But Kimberly Avery took a step back from this all-American holiday and looked at it from a fresh perspective when she tried to explain it to friends from another country. Her friends were flying in Thanksgiving week, so she explained to them that the airport would be packed because that week is the most heavily traveled time of the year in the States. One friend asked, "Are people traveling to a place of worship to give thanks?" And Kimberly explained, "No, they're traveling to a place with turkey. They travel once a year to eat a giant meal with their friends and family and give thanks that they don't live closer together." She went on to explain that people sometimes took great risks to fry their turkeys in vats of burning oil. And she also described how vegetables are served with copious amounts of butter, sugar, and even marshmallows. Kimberly didn't even attempt to explain many of the other important facts about Thanksgiving, that Christmas starts immediately after it, no matter what date it falls on in November, the parades with bizarre floating cartoon characters, the television showing football all day, the massive overeating that is part of the beloved tradition. It just goes to show that looking at anything in a mirror can suddenly render it quite funny, as many of our traditions are. All right, here's our third story about how getting caught with your pants down really does happen. There's a phrase about getting caught with your pants down, but we rarely mean it literally when we say it. But that's exactly what happened to Jill Burns' sister when they were on a family camping trip. The family had just purchased a portable potty, and Jill's sister was the first to use it. She set off with it as the family set up camp, and when she didn't return in a reasonable time frame, they started to worry. They had told her to watch for animals while using it in the woods, but you never know. Jill and her parents set out to find the girl, searching the wooded area near their campsite. Finally, they broke through the dense forest to a meadow, and there she was, sitting on the potty, with meadow on three sides and a high rock wall near her. They asked her why she chose that spot. She said she wanted to be sure she could see all around her while using it, in case a snake or other kind of animal approached her. And that's when their father told her to look up to the top of the rock wall, where the busy road they had arrived on was filled with other travelers, all with a perfect view of the secluded meadow and a girl sitting on a potty.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, here's story number four, which is about how even your kids will notice it if your house is a mess. So in another embarrassing moment, Valley Cowan tells us about the time she got really busy and didn't clean up her house. It was her daughter's graduation from high school and also the end of the year for Valley, a teacher. Valley was ordinarily very organized and tidy, but she was overwhelmed by everything she had to do, so her house was a mess. There were groceries that hadn't been put away, unwashed pots and pans, dog hair all over the unvacuumed living room, clothing strewn about upstairs, and makeup scattered in the bathroom. Then, to make matters worse, Valley and her husband dropped off extra sandwiches and cake at their house after the graduation before they rushed off to chaperone the late-night graduation party. They knew their grown son would be visiting, but he had the key, so he would let himself in. They finally headed home at 3 a.m. and passed a security car just leaving. It turned out their son had gotten home and found the house such a mess that he thought they had been vandalized. The security team had come in to check the house to make sure the intruders weren't still hiding in there. And story number five is about how a strong marriage includes a lot of happily ever after. Barbara LaMonaco's husband, Frank, loves cars, especially his collection of Corvettes. And when he parks one of his babies, he parks very carefully, far away from other cars. That's why Barbara was forced to walk a very long distance when they parked before having lunch with friends one day. But in a kind of poetic justice, as they traipsed back to their car after lunch, they noticed something was amiss. Their silver-blue car appeared to be more of a creamy color. As they approached, they realized what was up, or rather, what had gone down. In his zeal to park far, far away from other cars in a distant corner of the lot, Frank had managed to leave the car under a large number of power and telephone lines. Many flocks of pigeons had congregated there, and those are big birds with lots of pooping power. Frank was beside himself. His beloved Corvette was completely covered with bird poop. And Barbara was beside herself too, valiantly trying not to laugh hysterically. Now, Barbara and Frank are good friends of mine. So many years ago, after this bird poop incident, Barbara and I set up a prank. I ordered a bunch of bird poop decals on the internet, and I brought them with me on an outing to a winery. While Barbara kept Frank distracted inside, I ran out to the parking lot and I applied the bird poop decals to Frank's Corvette. And then when they came out, we watched Frank find his car once again covered with bird poop. And our sixth story is about how you can make the most of the biggest mistakes. So this is another story from Jill Burns, and she tells us that she did all the research for her family's trip to Okinawa in Japan. She says, "I waded through hundreds of reviews, looked at pictures, and found a hotel in our price range that rated better than most of the fancier, more expensive hotels in Okinawa. It boasted nothing but 5-star reviews, looked nice, and was close to the sights we planned on seeing. I felt pretty proud of myself for finding such a gem." Jill and her husband and sons were a little surprised, as was their cab driver, when their hotel turned out to be in the middle of Okinawa's red light district. But they stayed there anyway, and everything was great. The hotel was comfortable, the staff was friendly, and the location couldn't be beat. Jill had no choice but to give the hotel a 5-star rating too. And now she has a great story to tell. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, that was funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter and receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email with stories from this book and our other new bestsellers. Just go to our website, click on newsletters, and you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about when love is meant to be from our brand new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, All You Need is Love.